بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى والصادقين والصادقات, we are in the chapter of truthfulness, being truthful, and we read the first ayat of the Quran that was mentioned, in which Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If you want your iman to improve, you want taqwa to come in your life, Allah says, stay with those people who are the truthful ones. And yeah, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains, this is the ayat from Surah Ahzab in the 22nd Supara, there in which Allah explains 10 great, great qualities of the believers. Innal Muslimina wal Muslimat wal Mu'mineena wal Mu'minat. The quality of Islam. Islam is not just a word, but all the qualities of Islam. And here in this ayat, one place in the Quran Sharif where Allah Ta'ala refers to the males and the females separately. Otherwise, normally the females are addressed within the male, where Allah commands the males, the commands for the females are included in there. But in this place particularly, all separately, Allah mentions the females also. So 10 great qualities Allah has mentioned of Islam, Iman, etc. And these are those qualities really which we should be making dua for. We should make dua for Iman and all the qualities of Iman, being truthful, being humble, being sincere, making tawbah, istighfar, all the qualities of Iman. And we should seek protection from Allah Ta'ala from all the qualities of kufr, kufr itself also, and deceit, deception, fraud, all the things that goes with kufr. We should seek Allah's protection from there. And in many places Allah explains these great qualities. Like for example, the beginning of the 18th Supara, where Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers have become successful. And then from there Allah explains various qualities of the believers. In another place Allah Ta'ala explains who the Ibadur Rahman are, the servants, the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. And there Allah explains many qualities of them. So really we should be making dua that Allah blesses us with all those qualities of Iman. Normally we will make dua when we have some problem in our lives, that somebody is ill, somebody has got financial problems, there may be some differences between husband and wife, arguments, fights, etc. For our business we'll make dua, but really these are the things for which we have to make dua. And on that basis Allah will make all our dunya's things and the other things also, Allah will make it easy. Amongst all those qualities which Allah has mentioned, وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ, the Sadiqeen, all the truthful people, that we be included amongst them. This is the male, وَالصَّادِقَاتِ, and all the females as well. That all these qualities of truthfulness come within us. And all consequently, and what it entails within it, that all the qualities of fraud, deception, lying, etc., all those qualities go out of us. And if a person makes an effort in this way, he won't only be like a farishta, but he will be even superior than an angel. And otherwise, if we don't, and we don't make dua, at least that consciousness by which we make dua, and that also is not in us, and we don't consequently make any effort for these qualities, then all the evil qualities will come into us, and we will become worse than even the most evil people. Will become worse and worse all the time. So these are great, great qualities, being the truthful, and in every aspect of a person's life that he is truthful. Firstly, at least within oneself, a person must be true to himself. And then true to his immediate people, his wife. So many of us, we are not true to our partners, true to our children, everyone that we should be truthful to. And if we make this effort, then we can just understand how a lot of goodness will come in the world. And because our thoughts don't go in this direction even. And consequently, we don't have to make effort for evil qualities, for lying, for being a fraud, etc. These things will automatically come in us. And that is the cause of our problems, because we don't pay attention to bring these right qualities within us. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept from us, inshallah. SubhanAllah.